to visit and do things, huh?
What we have been for a while, but glad you're catching up.
Oh, and yeah, I need to catch up. Well, it's been the tennis court for me mostly. That and traveling, playing tennis, and writing books. So, I stand. I told everyone my favorite three things to do: playing tennis, writing, and eating.
Okay.
I better do the first so I can take care of the last
there
one.
There you
right?
go.
Okay.
But you spend a lot of time as a guest speaker at various venues and events all over the country.
I have done that. In fact, I was thinking that somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 7,000 or 8,000 over the years.
Wow. Wow.
I've been in every state. I need one more state. I need Alaska.
Need Alaska. Okay.
Yeah, I've done my thing in all the others, so.
That's good. You will definitely put that on your bucket list.
Yeah.
But let's get back. Let's go back. Let's go way back. We bill you as former Major League Baseball player and coach Lou Vickery. So we've got the whole show. Folks know they can call us at 928-9228. Don't feel like they're interrupting us. But just start from the beginning. You started playing ball in high school in Atmore, Alabama, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. And then when I graduated from Escambia County High School, I signed a contract with the St. Louis Cardinals. I did that on the basis my mom, I promised my mom that I would get a college education. And I did. It took me 10 years. I was 28. I told everyone it only took me 10 years to get out of college.
Okay.
But that's doing just a little at a time.
So, right.
I was able to go in the off season, and I spent 5 years in the Cardinal organization, and I got traded to the Yankees.
Well, let's back up and mm-hmm. spend a little time with the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, well, I think a big deal too is having the opportunity to sign right out of high school,
right,
and getting a little bonus money enough to, you know, to make it interesting.
So back even back then, the scouts were aware of Lou Vickery in Atmore, Alabama.
Yeah, well, you know what really made that prominent for me from a standpoint of people having a chance to see me pitch was I played on a Babe Ruth team in Pensacola, Florida, and we went to the World Series 2 years in a row.
Ah. So,
and the second year, I was the most valuable player, and we won the World Series.
So. That okay. is very cool. Hold that thought, Lou. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you. I have two sofas for sale. One's a new white one. It's a designer sofa. We bought it new, and it just doesn't fit. But it's $400, and we have a khaki-colored sofa for den, very good condition, $150. And then I have a practically new steel 450 blower that's been lightly used maybe 15 times, and it's $300.
Is it gas or electric?
It's gas. It's a steel gas blower, very powerful, you know, a big one, and it's in very, very good shape. We're moving, and I'm not going to need it.
And what did you want for the blower?
$300.
Okay.
We're best off.
And I have pulled up your, from when you called last time, and you had matching designer slipper chairs. Do you still have those?
Yes, we do. We do. Like I said, we're moving, and they're $100 each, $200 for the pair.
Okay, and you've dropped the Lazy Boy. The white sofa is $400, and the khaki is now $150.
Yes.
Okay, and what's that number?
704-995-5472. And we live in the Sandy Ford area of Rock Creek, if that gives people directions.
Okay. 704-995-5472.
Yes, that's correct.
Great. Sounds like some nice furnishings. I've always said you could furnish a house off the Gulf Coast Swap Shop. Half of mine is. Thank you.
Well, okay. Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got two sofas. We've got the new Lazy Boy sofa. It's a white designer sofa, only $400. It's never been used. Also, the khaki-colored sofa. It's 2 years old. It's very clean for $150. Then he's got the steel gas blower. It's in excellent shape for $300, your best offer. The queen-size mattress and box springs in excellent condition for just $75. And two new matching designer slipper chairs for $100 each. Call area code 704-995-5472. Now, these are in Rock Creek, but out-of-town number 704-995-5472.
So, Lou, you were discovered by going to the World Series of High School Ball?
Babe Ruth baseball. In a summer baseball, right.
Okay.
Yeah, I lived. I was raised in Atmore, but, you know, we're about 40 miles from Pensacola, and we didn't have a summer baseball program. So my first cousin and I went down and played and were able to make the All-Star team and went first to Portland, Oregon to play, and then the next year went to Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Wow.
So a lot of traveling for a youngster. I got that traveling in my blood then, and so I've stayed with it pretty much all these years.
Yes.
I haven't stayed long in any place, really.
A traveling man you are. Now, you were mentioning we were playing the Platters right before the opening of this show. You actually met them when you were playing
in Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah, that was before pre-Braves, okay? And they were invited to join us in the dugout before a game and got to meet them. And then after the game, we went to they were having a concert nearby at the stadium. So we went to hear them and have been Platter fans. Well, I was a Platter fan before then, but really became big-time after that, you know?
Right, right. Wow. So how long were you with the Cardinals, the St. Louis Cardinals, and then what was next?
Well, I came up to the Cardinal organization, and then after the 64 season, I was traded to the Yankees over the course of that winter and went from a team that had won the World Series to the team that had played the Cardinals in the World Series the previous year. So it was quite interesting because you still had the Mantles and the Marises, people that go back a long time can understand Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, Tony Kubek, Ellie Howard, those kind of guys.
So. Okay, you played on the Mickey Mantle team?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I really messed them up. They went from first place to seventh place. actually, Mark, I ended up with shoulder problems early in the season, and I struggled after that to try to get back to that level, but it was difficult. And
well, they probably had you throwing as many pitches as you could humanly throw.
Yeah,
as often as possible. They used to burn through a lot of pitchers.
Yeah. So. You know, it's interesting. In those days, starting pitchers pitched every fourth day. Mm-hmm. Now they pitch every fifth day.
Yeah,
so get an extra day's rest in between. Mm-hmm. And I became a relief pitcher about my fourth year. I enjoyed that more than starting because I had an opportunity to get in more games.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's
right.
A starting pitcher gets in probably 25 or 30 games a season, while a reliever, I think 1 year I was in 82 games.
So. Wow. Oh, gosh, okay.
So what was Mickey Mantle like?
Well, you know, it was interesting. In one of my books, I wrote a story about Mickey.
Oh, darn, hold that thought. But we're glad folks are calling. Swap Shop, good morning.
Good morning. I have a small patio table and chairs, four chairs and a small patio table for sale.
Okay. Tell us about it. What's it made out of?
Okay. It's iron with a glass top. It has four chairs. Two of the chairs I've recovered. I've used just a small table and two chairs rather than four chairs, but at times I pull the fourth chairs out, but most of the time it was just two chairs.
Okay. Do you want to mention?
I'm asking $50 for it.
Well, that's a deal for somebody. Okay, and where are these items located?
Old Field Subdivision. Hi, Mark.
Well, hey.
That's someone you dance with, it sounds like, Mark. So, and Daphne.
Yes. Yes, Mark, this is Bevan.
I was going to say, is this Miss Bevan? Yep. Well, we miss you.
Mark is engaged now. We're so happy for him.
I know. Hell froze over. I'm still in shock.
I know. And let me ask your guest, do you know Skip Wales?
Ship or Chip?
Chip.
What's his last name?
Chip Rails?
No, I'm Chip, sorry, I don't.
Chip Wells?
Okay. Yes, was, that's okay. He played baseball.
Well, back in the day, what?
Oh, it was probably in the 70s and 80s, maybe right. The 90s.
Oh, okay.
I was already, my career had finished. Okay. By then, so.
All right. And
oh, so you're an old man.
Yes, I qualify. No, hold it now. Just a minute. Young lady, I want you to know I'm chronologically gifted. I am not old.
Wait a minute. You had your birthday just last week.
Yeah.
Tell us what it was again.
I just celebrated my 42nd anniversary of my 39th birthday.
Okay.
Okay, so I never got past 39.
And let me tell you, he can run circles around all of us on the tennis court.
Okay.
Wait, Bev.
We
need your phone number.
251-586-4397.
586-4397.
That's right.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You have a great one.
She's cute.
Actually, yeah, she is kind of cute. You might want to keep that up, Luke. She's got the small patio table and four chairs with a for sale. They are iron and glass for only $50, located in Daphne. Call 586-4397. That's 586-4397.
This is WABF and Swap Shop. 928-9228 is our number. Don't feel like you're interrupting us. Please call. But meanwhile, fascinating conversation with Lou Vickery, our guest host, who's joining us tomorrow night for First Friday Art Walk Open House.
Right.
So what was it like to play ball with Mickey Mantle?
Well, you know, it's interesting.
He's a legend in all of our minds.
Well, you know, at the time, you don't think a lot about it. He's a
right.
teammate,
he's
right?
just
right.
a guy. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
another guy.
Well,
it,
interesting enough, he dressed his cubicles right across from mine. Now, this dressing room was huge. So, I mean, it was probably 15 or 20 feet to separate us. But he were looking across, and he said, they all call me Lefty. And so, Lefty, you got your equipment looks a little old. And I said, well, he asked me, did I have a contract with one of the major suppliers like Spalding or Rawlings? And I said, no, I don't. But that afternoon when I came in, my locker was full of new equipment.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, I had everything. I have shoes, gloves, warm-up jackets, the whole deal. See, in those days, a player had to supply those kind of items.
Really? Yeah,
and y'all didn't have the big contracts that they do
oh,
now.
Mickey not. Did. Apparently Mickey
well,
Mantle
well,
did.
Mickey went and Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays were the first to reach $100,000 in salary, which was pretty decent in those days. But the normal, the major leagues contract was $12,000 a year. Now the minimum, that was the minimum. Now the minimum is $656,000
wow.
a year. That's the minimum.
Of course, in the '60s, $12,000 a year was good.
Yeah, well,
it was pretty good money. Yeah,
wasn't bad money.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
but,
so cool. So Mickey Mantle pulled his strings with his sponsors and got you chock full of new equipment.
And I got to leave this with you because you know I said thank you, and he said, "Well, Lefty, you know you're a Yankee now, and Yankees go first class." And
okay.
I never forgot that. So,
Lefty Lou.
Yeah.
All right. That's a neat story.
Yeah. I was going to ask, what was it like off the field with Mickey Mantle?
Oh, well, hold it now. That's a different animal.
We'll answer that in just a minute. Swap Shop, good morning. You're on the air. Hello, Swap Shop. You're on the air.
Google Verify calling about your.
Okay. So now we get to hear about the wild stuff off the field.
Oh, no, well, I do remember one time we had a 12 o'clock curfew in spring training. And Mickey came by the table, and the guys are sitting around having a beer. And he threw a $50 bill on the table, and he says, now, guys, in 30 minutes you got to be in your room, but you got to spend that whole 50 or you pay for it yourself.
Oh, my God.
We all pass. So he was testing us for real. But it was Joe DiMaggio. You know, one of the fun things.
Oh my gosh, happened. You played with him too.
Well, he was coaching. He'd come down and help coach. Okay.
Wow, these are all just legends in my head.
The year before, I was in spring training with the Cardinals in St. Petersburg, and the Yankees also trained at that time in St. Petersburg. So we had they were out on the beach, and we were downtown in Al Lang Field, and they were at a field called Miller Huggins Field. And Joe DiMaggio, you know, had been married to Marilyn Monroe. Well, they had been divorced, but she came down to visit him. And so the crowd, the gawkers were all there. They had to rope off a section of the beach only for ball players. So, you know, we hustled over there so we could get a chance to see Marilyn Monroe on the beach.
Wow.
But I was really surprised how small she was. She was not a very big lady. And it was quite a treat in a sense, because
I bet.
It was something different for sure.
Wow. So Joe DiMaggio was your coach.
Yeah, well, he helped work with the outfielders and, mm-hmm. you know, hitters mm-hmm. when he'd come down for spring training to do that. My coach was a guy named Whitey Ford.
Oh, my goodness.
He had retired as a pitcher and had become the pitching coach when I went. In fact, that was part of the reason, being a left-hander, that they had traded for me. So I was supposed to replace a legend. Well, you know, some of us are legends in our own mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's just fascinating. Yeah. Absolutely
You know,
fascinating.
Somebody told me, this is book number 18 I'm working on. But they said, why haven't you written one about all your stories? But in a way, I have, but in varied books. You know,
right.
I didn't do it in
bits
one.
And pieces, yeah.
Yeah, bits and pieces here and there. So.
But you haven't done my baseball biography.
No.
Autobiography.
I think he's waiting on statute of limitations on some of this stuff.
Right.
Waiting on some folks to die so we can't
get
screwed.
If it's the 42nd anniversary of your 39th birthday, I'm thinking most everybody now involved in those stories is gone.
Yeah, and you know, and I keep reminding everyone, you know, we're chronologically gifted at our age. We mm-hmm. should be.
Well,
you know, well, yeah, and you should put some of these stories down, you know, that are just your story.
Yeah,
because you know you're the keeper of that legend.
Well, I
so.
Tell you, I get a chance to tell, you know, you get to a social gathering, and I have to be careful because I can monopolize what all the stuff, because people keep asking me, you know,
right.
tell me about this, tell me about that, mm-hmm. and the first thing I know. My first year, I went to Billings, Montana, 17 years of age, and an interesting thing. I started in the rookie league in Virginia and did really well. I pitched and played first base. I hit 900. I was 9-for-10, and also won two games pitching, and they sent me to a different league. But I first went to Winnipeg, Manitoba. I got to the airport, and they said, paging Mr. Lou Vickery. I go for the find out what the page is. Well, they sent me from there. I didn't even get out of the airport in Winnipeg. I'm sent to Billings, Montana. So it was one of those things of, my goodness, what's going on here?
Right, just a whirlwind. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I want to share this because it's really great. I think sometimes as we miss some of the great treats, there's some beautiful, beautiful scenes in the West. I played in what was called the Pioneer League. We go from Billings, Montana to Idaho Falls or Pocatello, Idaho.
Oh, Pocatello's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, and we go through Yellowstone National Park and the Grand Tetons. You know, at 17 years of age, it didn't make that much of an impression. So 3 years ago, we took a 104-day trip and went west on the RV and got to see just some outstanding sights that I had missed as
right.
a 17-year-old.
Wow.
Really beautiful.
That's cool. This is WABF and Swap Shop 928-9228. Don't feel like you're interrupting us. Please give us a call. We're visiting with Lou Vickery, who is our guest author for tomorrow night's First Friday Art Walk Open House. And we'll be back with more in just a moment.